Today she is Masech Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Beis on an Aleph at the top of the Amid at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah, say that brachas, the order of the brachas on Rosh Hashanah. Omer, the Shlich Tzibur, begins the Shemoneh Esrei as he always begins the Shemoneh Esrei with Avos, and then he says Gvuras, and then he says Kedushas Hashem, at the Kaddosh. These are the three brachas that are said every day, every time we say Shemoneh Esrei. And then, V'kailel Malchios Imohem. And then he says, we know, as we're going to learn extensively in Mitzvah Shem in today's Shir, that in Rosh Hashanah, when we say Shemoneh Esrei by Musaf, well, according to our minig, we say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, the Malchus are included with the first three brachas, included with the Atta Kadosh of the Shemoneh Esrei. Ve'ena Tekeya, according to this opinion, we don't blow the shofar when we say Malchus. It's included in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Then we say Zichronos, which begins Wa'ata Zoicha Masei Olam and concludes with Zoicha Bris V'Tekeya, and we blow the shofar. Then we say Shofros, that begins with Atta Neglesa Lamcha Yisrael, and concludes with Shemeya Kol Truus Am Yisrael Barachmim V'Tekeya. And again, at the end of that set, we blow the shofar. V'moimer, and then we say Ritzei Hashem Lekeinu, V'hoida, Moedim Anachnu Loch, U'Birkas Kahanim. And then we say Birkas Kahanim, and we conclude the Shemoneh Esrei, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Imeina Tekeila Malchus, if, as you can say, we don't blow shofar by Malchus, lama hu maskir, what's the point of saying it if we're not going to blow the shofar with it? And the Gemara will explain the statement. Ela oima avos gvuras kedushas Hashem. We say avos gvuras kedushas Hashem. Kailo Malchus im kedushas hayoim. And we include Malchus with the kedushas hayoim for Tekeya. Then we say Shofar Zichronos V'Tekeya. Then we say Shofar V'Tekeya. Then we say Avodah Avodah Birkas Kahanim, and we conclude the Shemoneh Esrei. So as the Miri, in introducing our Mishnah, says, there are three different opinions about when Malchus and Shofar are said. Some say, one opinion is that only the Baal Tefillah says Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar. And some say that everybody say it. Moreover, some say that we say it all the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. Some say that everybody says it, but it's only said by Musaf. And our minig is like that, that everybody says it, not just the Shliach Tzibur, but the entire Tzibur says it, but it's only recited by Musaf, not by any of the other tefillos of Shemoneh Esrei. Our Mishnah, the purpose of our Mishnah, is to teach us, as we just said, about Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. But our Mishnah began by speaking about the regular Shemoneh Esrei, which is recited all the time, that we begin with Avos, and then we say Gevuras, and then we say Kedushas Hashem. And the Rishonim, the Ritva, asks, why did our Mishnah have to tell us that? Of course, we say that's part of every Shemoneh Esrei that we recite. Every Shemoneh Esrei that's recited is recited with all of those first three brachas. Ritva says that we would think that maybe the first three. One opinion the Ritva says is that the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei that we say Musaf Rosh Hashanah, we should only say the same three the nusach that we say all year round. And therefore, those who include in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Zichreinu L'chaim, Mi Kamoicha, that this Mishnah holds, that should not be said. Because as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, La'olam, Al Yishal Adam Terachov, Lo'i B'Shalosh Rishonos, Lo'i B'Shalosh Achronos, El Ben Tzoyos, that we should keep that whatever request we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be said during the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, nor during the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. So according to that opinion, we understand why this is what our Mishnah is teaching us. Our Mishnah is teaching us that the three brachos at the beginning should stay the way they are all year round. But then he says that is not the minig, as we know. We add Zuchreinu, we add Mikamaycha. But what the Mishnah is teaching us is that even though we add these extra tefillos at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Tana is teaching us even though we're allowed to do so, even though normally we don't add bakashas during the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, but Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur is different because that's the time that we need to daven Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dirush Hashem B'Matzoy, and that's why we're allowed to add these bakashas. But even though we're allowed to add these bakashas, they're not essential. As we've learned, certain parts of the edition of the Shemoneh Esrei, certain parts of the Shemoneh Esrei that we add, if we skip them, then we have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. What we're learning over here is that these dalach is that if we miss saying them, that they're not considered absolutely essential to the recitation of the Shemoneh Esrei. And if one omitted them, he still doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But then I saw another pshat that since the Gemara Masechet Megillah, the Pnei Yeshua suggests, the Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us, Asur L'Adam L'Hosav Al Shefcha Shemakim. A person is not allowed to say more about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef Masha Tiknu Anshe Knesset Gedolah, more than the Chazal told us. So since on Rosh Hashanah, as we're learning now, we add a significant amount of the Shemoneh Esrei. We add the Malchus, Zechronius, and Shofars. And since we're adding all of this to the Shemoneh Esrei, one would think that we have to take away and not say what we normally say at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Teaches us our Mishnah that that's not the case. That even though we're going to add all these extra tefillos to the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't change the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, that we should start the way we start all year round, and not say less. The reason Malchus, explained the Mefarshim, is mentioned first, because the whole, as the Tosfos Yontif explains, the whole purpose of Shemoneh Esrei, of Rosh Hashanah, is Kadesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, to recognize the Malchus Hashem, that a person, when he recognizes the Kedushas Hashem, he has understood what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And therefore, when we're adding these extra tefillos, Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros, we start with Malchus. And the Sefer Ikrim explains there are three principles that are the basis of our belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the basis of our Muna. We believe that there is Hashem in the world. We believe that there's Hashgacha Pratis, that if somebody does what he's supposed to do, he will be rewarded. And Chas V'Shalom, the other, if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he'll be punished. And we believe in Torah Shemayim. Says the Sefer Ikrim, because of these very three very fundamental principles of our faith, that's what Malchus, Zechronius, and Shofros correspond to. The Malchus, we recognize, as we just said, that there's a Hashem in the world. As we say during Malchus, Alkein the Kavla Chol, Hashem Alkein Liris Meheris Besferis Uzecha, Lusakin Oilam Amalcha Shabbakai, V'kabul Kulmas Omach Hasecha, recognizing that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world and we accept Him as our God. Zechronius represents that we recognize Schar V'Oinish, and that's what we say during the part of Zechronus of the Shemoneh Esrei, where we say, Ata Zoicha Masa Oilam, Ufoike Kol Yitzurei Kedem Lefanecha, Kol Yitzurei Kedem, Lefanecha Niglus Tkatalum Eschai. We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives Schar V'Oinish. And Shofros represents the Torah Min HaShemayim. As we start saying Shofros, Ata Negleisa, Banan Kvaidech Alam Kotchecho Ladabi Imam, Minashamay Mishmata Kalecha, that represents the time that we receive the Torah, the time of Kabbalah's Torah. And that's why These are the tefillos that we add when we speak, when we daven in Shemoneh Esrei, to recognize on Rosh Hashanah the principles of our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know, as we mentioned a moment ago, that in Rosh Hashanah we add certain parts to the Shemoneh Esrei. And one of the most critical parts that are added to the Shemoneh Esrei starting Rosh Hashanah for the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is that we start saying HaMelech HaKadosh on all of those days of... during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And the halacha is that if one omitted saying HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But as we just said, and this is not just on the Musa Shemoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah, but in all the tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah, we add certain parts to the tefillah that we normally don't add. And one of the things we say is Bechein Tein Pachtecha. So the question that the Paiskim discuss is if one concluded the bracha properly, not saying Okel HaKadosh all year, as he does all year round, he said HaMelech HaKadosh, but he forgot to say Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. What is the halacha? Can he say it? But he has not begun the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. Does he repeat? Can he say Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, or does he not? So it seems that we don't, because the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you forgot saying something in the Shemoneh Esrei, which is not essential to the Shemoneh Esrei, and you didn't say it, you don't have to say it, we remember, because if this is a tefillah that isn't required, then you don't have to repeat it. The interesting question on this psak is that we just also mentioned that during the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, the first part of the Shemoneh Esrei during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we add Zochreinu L'Chaim, we add Mi Kamoicha, and the Eishel Avram paskins that if somebody forgot to say Zochreinu L'Chaim or Mi Kamoicha, he could add it where he learned, where he remembered. But we just said that the Mishnah Berurah says that if you miss something which is not essential, you don't say it. So why? And we also just said that Zochreinu L'Chaim Mi Kamoicha aren't essential to the validity of the Shemoneh Esrei that was saying during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So it seems that even though they're not essential to the validity of the Shemoneh Esrei, and as we've learned, we need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because we miss them, still, they speak so much to the heart of the Shemoneh Esrei. And as we said a moment ago, such a unique tefillah that normally during the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, we're not allowed to add anything to the Shemoneh Esrei. And here, we are allowed to add something to Shemoneh Esrei. That unique attribute to these tefillahs make them so special that if you could still say them, you should. Amalei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yochanan Menura, Emeinu Takei L'Malchus, we learned in the Mishnah that if you don't, Rabbi Kiva said that we don't blow shofar by Malchus, lamahu masker. Why should that be said? So ask the Gemara, what is pshat in that statement? Lamahu masker, why does he say it? Because Rechmana amitka, because the Torah says that we should say it. So I saw that the Ran explains when the Gemara says Rechmana amitka, usually the word Rachmana means the Torah, the Deraisa, told us to say it. And asked Ran, well, we know that the Nusach of the Tefillah is not Mederaisa. So how could the Gemara use the words Rachmana Itka? So explains the Ran. When Chazal told us that an important part of our Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah is to say Malchus, even though, of course, there is no pasuk in the Torah that says explicitly that we should say Malchus, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, as we mentioned earlier, that's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us on Rosh Hashanah. What the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us on Rosh Hashanah is to recognize and say the Malchus. And that's why the Gemara could use the word Rachmana. So the question is, Aloma Eser, the question is, why should we say 10 psukim of Malchus? He asked, like we say, Tempsukim, as we're going to learn, by Zechroinis and Shaifris, Lema Teisha. We shouldn't say the same amount of psukim, says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as we say by Malchus, as we say by Zechariah ben Shifras. The Hoyle v'ishtani ishtani. Since we see that they're different, and we don't blow the shofar, that's why it should be different as here as well. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained what's pshat. So the Sefer Yismach Lev says, as we're going to learn, when the Gemara looks for psukim for Malchus, the Gemara has to find 10 psukim that describe what we're trying to say. And we're going to learn what psukim do qualify, what psukim don't qualify. So if they were the same, it says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if Malchus was exactly the same as Zechariah and Shifras, so we could understand why the Gemara is going to go out of the way to find those 10 psukim. But if, as we're saying, according to you, we don't blow the shofar by Malchus, so why does the Gemara have to spend so much effort in finding psukim for something which is not the same? Tana Rabbanan, Menayin Sha'imrim Ovis. How do we know that we say Ovis in the Tefillah? Shnema Havel Hashem B'nei Elim. And the Elim means strong. The Ovis were the strong ones. As we had earlier in the Masechta, the Gemara said that the Sonei Oretz, the strong ones in the world, are considered the Ovis. So here too, the Mefarshim asked, as we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, Ovis is not part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Ovis is part of the Shemoneh Esrei that we say all year round. So our Gemara is focused on the special Nusach HaTefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Ovis is not unique to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, why is our Gemara trying to understand Menayin Sha'imim Ovis? So says the Pnei Yeshua, that since, as we're learning, they were saying all these extra tefillahs, and maybe it was saying all these extra tefillahs, we ought to be able to omit saying Ovis, teaches us our Gemara that Ovis is such a critical part of the Shemoneh Esrei, that Menayin Sha'imim Ovis, and therefore we may be saying many other tefillahs in the Shemoneh Esrei, but the Ovis can never be left out. Or Menayin Sha'imim Gvuros. And similarly, how do we know we say Gvuros? Shnema, as the pasuk says, Havel Hashem Kovod V'Ois. Or Menayin Sha'imim Kedushos. Shnema, Havel Hashem Kovod Shmoi Hishtachva L'Hashem Adras Koy Chai. And as the Mashah explains, the purpose of these three brachas are not here for us to ask for a Kadosh Baruch Hu Abba Kashus. It's a lashon of shvach, and actually he goes on to say that the gematria of the word of a pasuk that keeps on being used by all three of these psukim is havu. He says is the gematria echad, one, and that's why the Mashal explains that halacha considers all three of these brachas as one bracha, and if somebody made an error and any of these three brachas, he doesn't just pick up where he made the mistake. He goes back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Or Menayin Sha'imim Malchus Achrayim V'Shayfres. Continues the Gemara. How do we know we say those extra tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Elazar Omer, the pasuk says on Rosh Hashanah, B'chaydish Hashvi B'echel Chaydish Shabboson Zichron Trua Mikra Chaydish. Shabboson refers to the Gedushas Hayoyim, where we say Atba Chatana. Zichron is Zechrinus, Tvua is Shifras, Mikra Kodesh, Katsheu, Basias Melacha. The one shouldn't do work. One is not allowed to work, obviously, on Rosh Hashanah. Amalei Rav Akiva. So Rav Akiva says to Rav Elazar, Neim Aloi Neimer, that Shabboson is the pasuk that teaches us Shvois, that we shouldn't do work, Melacha. Sherebai Kosovo Hasav Tchila. That's the first thing that's mentioned in the pasuk. And since that's the first thing that's mentioned in the pasuk, and as the Sifrei Chacham explains this question, the first thing a person does on Yontif is that he stops to work. That's the first way he shows that today is Yontif. Ella, and indeed, because of this question, says Rabbi Kiva, the way to understand the pasuk is Shabboson Katsheyu Masis Melacha, to be Makadashit for stopping to work. Zikara in El Zachrinus, Truas El Shifris, Mikra Kaidus Zekadushas Yayim. Continues the Gemara, but we haven't learned a source how we know we learned Malchus. Menayin Sha'imim Malchus, continues the Gemara. How do we know we learned Malchus? Tanya Rabbi Omer, the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Lekechem. This is the pasuk that discusses the mitzvah of Lekashicha Peya, the mitzvah of matnas aniyim that have to be left in the field for the poor people. And the pasuk concludes, b'ani Hashem alakeichem. And then the next pasuk starts, b'chodesh ha'shvi, b'echel l'chodesh yilchem shabboson. So here we see that on Rosh Chodesh, b'chodesh ha'shvi, b'echel l'chodesh, we should say malchus. Rabbi Yosef Yehudai ve'en etzarech. That's not the way we need to learn that we must say malchus Rosh Hashanah. Rather, Hareyu Oimer, the pasuk says, V'yoyim simchaschem b'maydeichem, uv'roshei chatshechem, skat mechatzoysus aloloyseichem v'alzivchei shalomeichem, v'hoyu lachem v'zuchoron f'nei Hashem l'keichem. Shein tam aloimer, the pasuk concludes with saying, Ani Hashem l'keichem. Shein tam aloimer, Ani Hashem l'keichem. It's superfluous for the pasuk to say Hashem l'keichem. Uma tam aloimer, Ani Hashem l'keichem. What does the Torah want to teach us with these words? Zebnei of, to teach us that whenever wherever the Torah teaches us to say Zechronius, we should also have Malchus Imam, that we should have Malchus together with Zechronius. Even though, according to this Limud, it would seem that we should say Zechronius before Malchus, because we're only saying Malchus because of the Zechronius. And in fact, the Aruch Haner says that's the reason why the Tanakhama did not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's Limud, because according to that, Zechronius should have been, according to this Limud, Zechronius should be mentioned before Malchus. Still, because Malchus, as we keep on repeating, is the essential element of Rosh Hashanah, so even though the Pasuk is connecting them to Zechronius, we say Malchus first. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe, in his Sefer Divrei Yoel on Rosh Hashanah, quotes the Zohar. The Zohar speaks about people who spend their time during Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Gashmias, for Panosa, for health. And shouldn't our main focus in our Tefillah be for Kvod Shemayim, that Yiskadl V'Yiskadish Shmei Rabbah, that we see the Tsar of the Shekhinah in Golus? So he says that when a Jew davens for Gashmias, what he's davening really is that he should be able to serve Hashem with all visibility. When there are different issues in our lives that prevent us from serving Hashem, that's what is bothering us. And that's what he says. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we mentioned earlier in our shiur, Zechronius is the part of the Shemona Esrei where we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for schar, for Gashmias. And the question is, how can we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Gashmias on such an important day? Shouldn't we be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Ruchnias? So we connect, explains the Divrei Yoel, the Zechronius to the Malchus. And we say that all the Gashmias that we are mispalel to Hashem for is really for Kvod Shemayim. Because when we will have all of these things that we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will be zoicha that the Eibishter should help, that we should have all the Gashmias. And if that's the case, we can now understand the answer to the question that we asked. Why is Malchus mentioned before Zechronius? Because as we're explaining now, the Zechronius are there just to help us achieve the Malchus. And since the Zechronius are there just to help us achieve the Malchus, that's why we mention the Malchus first. Omer Kedushas Hayom, ask the Gemara, where exactly do we say the Kedushas Hayom? Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Omer, and Malchus. We say the Kedushas Yom together with Malchus, the Omroi, and that's the way Malchus is included in that part, the first part of the Shemoneh Esrei, and the Bracha of Atah Kaddosh. And he says, Mamatzin Mekom Mokoyim, just like by all Yom Tovim, we find that the Bracha about Kedushas Yom is the Bracha Revius. Afkan and Rosh Hashanah, we should say Bracha Revius. The bracha revius is Malchus, and that's why we say Kedushas Hayoyim as part of that fourth bracha. Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Im Zechronus, I'm right. We say it with the Zechronus. Why? Because ma'amatzin b'kam makim, every yontif, the bracha that speaks about the day of the yontif is be'emtza, is the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, afkan emtza. On Rosh Hashanah, in the Musaf, we say 9 brachas. The 5th bracha is the middle bracha. The 5th bracha is the Zichronis, and that's why it's the place to say Kedushas HaYoyim according to Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Kikitsha Bezdin as a Chodesh Shana Be'usha. When Bezdin declared Rosh Hashanah and Usha, Yor Rabbi Yochim and Breika. Rabbi Yochim and Breika went to Davin. So I saw 2 pshatim in the word Yorad. One pshat in the word Yorad is that he walked towards the Amid where the Shlich Tzibet stood. Another pshat that the Magen Avraham says that it's appropriate that the Amid where the Shlich Tzibet stands should be lower, as the pasuk says, "Mimamakim korasicha Hashem." That's why the Gemara says, "Yorad Rabbi Yochim Abraka, Lefnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Vasap," and he followed the opinion of Rabbi Yochim Ben Nuri that Malchus is said with Kedushas Hayoyim. Amle Rabbi Shimon, Lo Hayinagin came be Yavna. We didn't. That's not what we did in Yavna. Lo Yoyim Hasheni, Yorad Rabbi Chanina Ben Noish Rabbi Yosef Glili, when he was the Bat Tefila, Vasak Rabbi Kiva. The Malchus said to G'day with Kedusha Sayyam, Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kachay Nagin B'Yavna. Lememra, asked the Mara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Kiva Sfirile, does that mean Rav Shimon Gamliel agreed with Rav Kiva? Vam Rav Kiva Malchus and Kedusha Sayyam, Amalahu. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aymer Kedusha Sayyam, and Zachrinus, Amalahu. So how can we say that Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with Rav Kiva? Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Zaira, what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say was, Shetoykin the Malchus, that we blow by Malchus. There he agrees with Rabbi Kiva that we blow by Malchus, not like what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah said that we don't blow the shofar by Malchus. However, regarding the bracha of Kedushas Hayoyim, there he doesn't agree. Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushas Hayoyim is said with Malchus, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Kedushas Hayoyim is said with Zichronis. But as the Gemara, the Gemara says, L'yoyim HaSheni, on the second day, Yorad Rabbi Chanina. Ask the Gemara, my Sheni, what was meant when the Gemara said, Yoyim HaSheni? Ilemi Shyantav Sheni, that it means the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Lememra, why would we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? They're Brul Elul, because they made Elul into a 30-day month, and therefore Rosh Hashanah was on day 31. Ask the Gemara of Amar Rav Chanina bar Kahana. We learned this earlier in our Masechta many times. So how do we have a second day Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah was always 30 days in Elul. That was the first day of Tishrei. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda Mai Sheni. What is meant when it says Sheni? It means the Yom Sheni L'Shana Ba, next year Rosh Hashanah. But indeed, this year Rosh Hashanah, in his time, there's only one day of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah, Ein Paichasin mi Asar Malchus. We don't say less than 10 psukim Malchus, or Masar Zachronis, and 10 psukim of Zachronis, or Masar Shifers, and for 10 psukim bad Shifers. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, Imam Shalosh psukim Mikulam. If we're going to say 3 Yotza of each, he's also Yotza. And the halacha is that we say 10 psukim, but the halacha is that if you said 3, it's enough. But the main point, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should say to recognize that this belief, the Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofars that we are mentioning on Rosh Hashanah, all come from the Torah. That's where everything we believe in comes from. Ask the Gemara, Hani Asara Malchus connected me. We're saying that we say 10 psukim. Ask the Gemara, what do they correspond to? Amr Rabbi Levi, Kneged Asars Halulim, that we say the word Halul, the 10 words that represent Halul, Sh'omer David B'Sefer Tehillim, that David HaMelech says in Sefer Tehillim. He'll ask the Gemara, Talulim Tovahava. If we're going to look for that, we're going to find many more than that. Says the Gemara, Hanech Diksibah Alu B'Sefer Shofar. The Torah uses the word Alu B'Sefer Shofar in that fashion 10 times. Rabbi Yosef Omer, that the 10 psukim are connected at Saras HaDibrish Omer Moshe B'Sinai. They represent the 10, the Aseres HaDibros. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask, we just learned in our Mishnah that by Malchus, Aquinas, and Shifras, by all three of them, we say 10 psukim. And why is the Gemara focused on Malchus more than anything else? So the Sefer Shmuel Amudim explains, very much consistent with everything we're learning in our Shia today, that Malchus is the most important part of the Shemoneh Esrei, is the most important part that represents what Rosh Hashanah is here for. And that's why we say that we say Malchus. The Torah Evan points out that the Gemara that just said Keneged Aser Dibris Shenemer L'Moshe B'Sinai, because even though there are Aseres HaDibros, we only heard the first two Dibros Rishonos. Klai Yisrael said Dabi Iman V'Lo Namos. They weren't able to withstand hearing the Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They only heard the first two Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu heard all Aseres HaDibros. That's why the Gemara says Shenemer Loy L'Moshe B'Sinai. Rav Yochanan Keneged Aseres Ma'amaros, it represents the Aseres Ma'amaros Shebehen Nivra Olam. And as Rashi explains, Brias Olam is very much connected to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, the world was created. But ask the Torah Evan, this we had earlier, we had a number of times in our Masechta, the Machlokes of Belezer and Yeshua, when was the world created? So yes, according to Belezer, the Betishrei Nivra Olam, we understand what the Gemara just said. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says B'nisan Nivra Olam, how do we understand this piece of Gemara? So first he indeed says that this opinion that Rabbi Yochanan just said, that the reason we say Tem Psukim is corresponding to the Brias Olam, is only following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. But I saw another pshat, that since we learned in earlier in the Masechta, that in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Baye Olam, Oyrim Lefan of Kivnei Meroyim, the entire world passes a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. So that's a day that we're recreated. Every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides again if we should live. So that's why it's considered Behen Nivra Olam. Ask the Gemara, but if we look in the Pasuk, there aren't 10 Pesukim. There are 9. Hey, Ninu, V'yomer the Bereishis, if we look at the amount of time the Pasuk says V'yomer in the Parsha and Bereishis, Teshahav, it's only 9. Answers the Gemara, the word Bereishis, Nami Mamaru, the Ksiv, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. So I saw that Sefer Yom Teruah asks that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perikei Mishnah Aleph, says, Basar Memoris Nivra Olam. And we don't find that anybody should ask. It's not true. It's not Basar Memoris. Like our Gemara just said, it's Betesha Memoris. So he answers that the Pasuk says, for Yomer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loi Toiv HaYoyis Odom Levadoi. So that Pasuk is not really related, he explains, to the creation of the world. But it's an essential pasuk to the continuing of the world, that people should get married and have children. So the Tana and the Mishnah understood that that pasuk could perhaps be the 10th pasuk. But our Gemara, which is focused on the Brias HaOlam, we need psukim that relate to the creation of the world. And the Gemara's question is, what are the psukim of the creation of the world? We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon Nuri's opinion, ask the Gemara, Ibailahu, what did Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri mean to say? Hechitani, didn't mean to say, we say Sholosh Min HaTorah, three psukim from the Torah, Sholosh Min Neviim, three psukim from Neviim, the Sholosh Min HaKesuvim, and three psukim from Ksuvim, the Havatesha, which will be a total of 9 psukim. And therefore, if that's Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri's opinion, that means Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says we say 9 psukim. Tanakam says we say 10 psukim, and that therefore the difference in amount of psukim is chada, is only 1 pasuk. Oidilma, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri meant to say echem in a Torah, we say 1 pasuk from the Torah, echem in a Neviim, echem in a Ksuvim, and if that's his opinion, Havelo Sholish, then we say a total of 3 psukim, and then the difference between him and the Tanakhama is going to be quite significant. Vika Benayatuva, where he's going to hold, we say 3 psukim, and the Tanakhama says we hold that we say 10 psukim. Tashma, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, the Tanya ain't Parchsin, Masara Malchus, Masara Zachronis, Masara Shifras. The Mama Sheva Mikulon, we said seven Yotza, connected Shiva Rukia, connected the seven Rukim in the sky. We should not say less than seven. The Mama Shalish Yotza, Mikulon Yotza, connected Tara Navim Ksuvim, Vamalei, connected Kahana Vim Israel. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri clearly said that you have, it's enough to say one from each one, one for Keneged Tari, one Keneged Nevi, and one Keneged Ksuvim. So all he requires that you say three. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that even though L'chatchila we're supposed to say ten psukim, which is of course what we do, even though we're supposed to say ten psukim, what we do, if you said only three, you're fine. Says the Mishnah, Ema Skirim, Malchus Zechronus V'Shoifrus, Shapronius. The psukim that we say should represent positive, not negative. Maschel B'Toyra, says the Gemara, we begin B'Toyra, or Mashlim B'Novi, and then we say Novi. Rabbi Yos, start with Toyra, then we go to Ksuvim, and then we, three Toyra, three Ksuvim, and four Neviim. Rabbi Yos, Aimer Mehishlam Bishal Taira. He says three Taira, three Ksuvim, three Neviim, and then one Taira, Yotza Yotza. So Taisvis asks, why do we say Psukim from Ksuvim before Psukim from the Neviim? Don't Neviim always come before Ksuvim, as the Gemara Masechta Megillah, that Flamin Aleph, Amin Aleph says, Kosu B'Taira, V'Shoni B'Neviim, U'Mesholos B'Ksuvim? So he answers that since Tehillim is included in the Ksuvim, and Tehillim is such a important sefer, and it's the basis for so much of our tefillah, that's why we say Ksuvim first. But then the Ramban has a different explanation. He says that although the Nevi'im Rishonim came before the Ksuvim, the Nevi'im Achronim come after the Ksuvim. And that's why we say Ksuvim and then Neviim. The Ran has a different explanation. He says it's understandable that we should start with Torah. We always begin with Psukim from the Torah. Then we're going to say Ksuvim and then Neviim, even though, as we just suggested, we really ought to say Neviim and then Ksuvim. Says the Ran, because there's a concept of Malam B'Kodesh V'Lo Meridim. We always go up. And that's why, to show that, we first say Neviim, and only after we say Neviim do we say Ksuvim. After we first say Ksuvim and then we say Neviim. Malchus. So Gemara gives examples of Psukim for Malchus. Kegoin. Chai ani nuam Hashem alakim. Im loy biyot chazoka bezroi nutuya b'chei mishfucha em loy chaleichem. V'afakav dam Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara gives us an example of a Pasuk that represents Peronius that we said we should avoid saying. It says the Gemara, V'afakav dam Rabbi Yochanan Rav Nachman, when he learned this Pasuk, it says, it's worse that we should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get upset at us, but if as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting upset with us, we will be freed from the scholars. Kivin de Briska Omer, still, since the Pasuk represents a Pasuk of Kas, at Gure Briska Brashata Lematgrina. On Rosh Hashanah, we want to avoid saying anything negative, even though the result of this negativity is a positive result. Zikaron, what's a pasuk of Zikaron of Peronius? Kigain, v'yiske kibasa heima, ha'ilich v'la yashuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers how worthless we are. Shofar, kigain tikus shofar begiver, and the pasuk discusses how afterwards it will bring tzaris. Avon ba'alayim ha'malch zikaron v'shofar, sh'peronish al'ayv d'kachavim, if we're going to say about the ayv d'kachavim, there we could say such a pasuk. Malchus, kigoin Hashem Molach, Yirgazu Amim, kigoin Hashem Molach, Hashem Melech, Olam Voed, of the Goy Ma'artzai, he will destroy all of our enemies. Kigoin Zikarin, what's the pasuk of Zikarin that's Peronius Lakim, Zikar Hashem Lebnei Adoim, Shofar of Peronius of Akum, is kigoin Hashem Elokim B'Shofar Yitka, V'Holach B'Saro, is Taimim, Ksiv Hashem Tzvokas Yogan Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring destruction on the Nachrim and protect us. Amaskirin, continues the Gemara, in speaking about the Psukim that we mentioned, We don't speak about the current that reflects an individual. But filu, even if it's a l'toiva, kigoyin zechoyin Hashem b'tzoyin amecha, David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember him, kigoyin zochri alakai l'toiva, all of these psukim should not be mentioned. Pektainis, continues the Gemara, that Pektainis, when the Pasuk uses the word Pektain, harayin kizachroinis, it has the same category, same status as Zechroinus. Kegoyim, the pasuk that says Hashem, pocket as Sora, or Kegoyim, pocket Pekadati as Chemdivir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudaima, Pekdoinus are not considered as Zechroinus, and they should not be included in the concept, and they should not be included in the Zechroinus psukim. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Nei the Nami, the Pekdoinus are Reikas Zechroinus. We understand that he holds that Pekdoinus and Zechroinus are equivalent, but still, when we say the Pasig of Hashem Pocket Asara, ask the Gemara, Pekadim the Yachidu, and we just said that we avoid saying Psukim, which are Pekadim the Yachid. Answers the Gemara, Kimin the Asim Rabbi Mino, since all of Klal Yisrael emanated from Sara, then it's considered Rabbim Dami. It's considered that it's Rabbim. And that's why I saw the Imri Emes asks that we find the Pashas Vayetze, the Pasuk says the V'yikatz Yaakov Mishnosai. And Yaakov Davin B'yichidus. And asked the Imri Emes we know ain't philosophy shall Adam Nishmas Ela B'tzibur. So how could Yaakov have Davin B'yichidus? The answer is that since all of Klal Yisrael came out of Yaakov, and Yaakov was davening for all of us at that time, it's considered Karabim. So, Sharm Rasheichem, V'nosu Pesachai Oilam V'yovim Melech HaKovid, Miza Melech HaKovid Hashem Izu Zagibur Hashem Gibur Mechama, Su Shurim Rasheichem, Usu Pesachai Oilam V'yovim Melech HaKovid, Mizu Melech HaKovid Hashem Tzvaka Isu Melech HaKovid Sinai, Rishayna, the first Pasuk that mentions Malchus twice, where it says V'yovim Melech HaKovid, and then Miza Melech HaKovid, is as if we said Malchus two Pesukim. Shnia, and the second pasuk that says V'yovim Melech HaKovid, Hashem Tzvakos, or Melech HaKovid Tzela, is considered the third recitation of Malchus. Divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yudai Mebrishoyna Achas, the first one is considered mentioning Malchus once, B'shnia Shnayim, because he doesn't consider Miza Melech HaKovid as a mention of Malchus, and therefore he says by reciting these psukim, it's as if you only said Malchus to psukim of Malchus. The pasuk says, "Zamru l'kim zameru, zamru l'malkenu zameru, kimolach kol ha'aretz l'kim shtayim." This is considered as if you said Malchus twice. Divrei Reb Yossi. When you said zamru l'malkenu, and when you say kimolach kol ha'aretz, it's as if you said Malchus twice. Rabbi Yehuda says it's considered as if you said Ela Achas, it's only considered as if you said it once. Because when we say, according to him, the word Malkeinu, that's not considered, according to him, a recitation of Malchus. Moach Elokim Algoyim, Elokim Yoshua Alkisei Kachoy, everybody agrees that that's only considered one recitation of Malchus. Zikaron Shiesh by Trua, when you say a pasuk of Zikaron, that also mentions Trua, as the pasuk says, B'chaydish hashvi, b'echel l'chaydish, yilachem shabbosin zichon trua mikra kaydish, amra zichroinus, you could say it with the zichroinus section of the tefillah, v'aymrim shayfris, and you could say it with the shayfris section of the tefillah, divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda ayma, eino aymrim elam zichris, because trua is not shayfris, and therefore it can be mentioned in the zichroinus section, but it can't be mentioned in the shayfris section. Malchus sheyeshi maitroa, if there's a pasuk that says malchus and trua, like the pasuk says, "Kegoyin Hashem Alakov Imoy Vetruas Melech Boy Oimrei Malchus." It can be said in the Malchus section. Vaimrei and Shayfus can be said in the Shayfus section. Divrei Reb Yossi. Yehuda Imer Ena Oimrei Ela Malchus Bivad. Trua Shenim Boy Klum. A trua that doesn't have Malchus or Zechroinus connected to it. Kegoyin. The pasuk says, "Yom Trua Yulachem." Oimrei Meshayfus Divrei Reb Yossi. We don't say it if it's only just a Lashon Shayfer, if it just has a Lashon Trua, That is in Shofar, and it certainly is in Malchus and Zechronus. Maskel b'Torah, we learned in the Mishnah. Maskel b'Torah, Mashlam b'Navi. Rabbi Yosef Emer, Im Hishlam b'Torah Yatza, if you end it with the Pasuk from the Torah, it's fine. Im Hishlam, so the way we learned Rabbi Yosef's statement in the Mishnah, it means the Yevet in, you may end with a Pasuk from Torah, l'chatchila loy, which is, that's not what you l'chatchila should do. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, but haven't we learned in the Braisa? Rabbi Yosef Emer, Mashlam b'Torah, if the last Pasuk you said is a Pasuk from the Torah, haray, that's best. So it's not a b'diavad, it's what you're supposed to do. Answers the Gemara indeed. Ema, the way to understand the Mishnah, mashlam. It's not something that you could do, it's something that you should do. But ask the Gemara, how can you say that that's shot in the Mishnah? Vaha, let's read the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, im hishlam b'taira. Ktani Yatza. Ktani the Yevid in. So the Mishnah clearly is teaching us that it's only acceptable by the Yevid. L'chatchila loy. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamer. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. Maskel b'Torah, Mashlam b'Navi. Rabbi Yosef Emer, Mashlam b'Torah. You should finish with Torah. But in Hishlam b'Navi, if your last pasuk was a pasuk of Navi, Rabbi Yosef will say, b'di'evid yiyotza. Tayyidami Hachi, Amr b'Lazar b'Rabbi Yosef v'sikin. People who, as Rashi says in Masechta Brachos, anoshim anovim, humble people, or mechavim a mitzvah, people who love to do mitzvah, ha'imashlim ma'isu b'Torah, the last pasuk they said was a pasuk from the Torah. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Zechronus v'Shaifris, the section of Zechronus, the section of Shaifris, Dika Tuva, that we have many psukim in the Torah that refer to Zechronus and Shaifris, so we understand why we would want to finish with psukim, with a pasuk from the Torah. But ask the Gemara, El Malchus, Tlosen Hu Dehaven, there are only three psukim that we could find. Hashem el kav ima yisru asbay, v'hi b'shur melech, and the pasuk Hashem yimlech le'en l'ved. V'anan b'ina asera v'leka. So how can we do so? We don't have enough psukim. Amar Rav Huna, ta shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem elken Hashem echad is included with Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda ima eina Malchus, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not considered Malchus. And the pasuk says, v'yetiyat ha'yom yishivar yisrael v'vecha, Kishema walakim, b'shemayim ma'av aras matachas ein oid, Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Yehudaimer, that's not considered a pasuk of Malchus. The pasuk says, Ata reis l'das, Kishema walakim, ein oid mavadoi, is also considered Malchus according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not Malchus. It says the Mishnah, Oivu l'fnei ateva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, the person who is the Baal Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni, the person who davens Musaf, Maski. We should blow the shofar by Musaf. Ubishas Halal. But when it comes to Halal, Harishan, Makras Halal, when it comes to Halal, we should say it by Shachris, not by Musaf. The reason, says the Rosh, the Mishnah says Maski to explain, the Mishnah wants to teach us that the Halal, that the Baal Tefillah should not be the one to say, to blow the shofar, because we're worried that he won't be able to concentrate properly on his tefillah, and that's why the Mishnah is teaching us maski, there's somebody else blowing the shofar, not the Baal Tefillah who's davening the Shemoneh Esrei. Ask the Gemara, Maishna maski, why, Maishna sheni maski, why is Tekiya shofar by Musaf? B'shem deroiv am hadris melech. Ask the Gemara, and that you have more people coming to shul by Musaf. As the Torah Evan explains, more people used to come to shul, so there was a larger audience by Musaf. Says the Gemara, if that's the reason, okay, halanami name b'sheni, mishum deroiv am hadras melech, ella, says the Gemara, maishna hal barishin, why do we say hal by the first? Mishum des reason magdim lamitzis. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, t'kiya nami nevet barishin, then we ought to do t'kiya shayfa by shachris, because des reason magdim lamitzis. Answers the Gemara correct. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shas Kzeres Malchus Shanu. There was a decree that we should not be allowed to blow shofar. And therefore, they pushed it off to the Musaf. And as Tosfos explains, even though the decree is no longer in place, still, the halacha is, they were concerned that who knows what will be in the future, and therefore, we continue blowing the shofar by Musaf, even in a time when, Baruch Hashem, there are no decrees anymore. Midakam Mishas Halal, The Mishnah spoke about a time when we say Hallel. Bechlal, the Rosh Hashanah, leka Hallel. The Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallel. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why don't we say Hallel in Rosh Hashanah? Amar Avu, Amar Malach HaShos, Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shaloylam, Meima, En Yisrael, Oim Mishir, Lefnecha, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why don't we say Shira? Why don't they say Shira? Amar Lahem, Efshir, Melech Yoshua Kisadam. The Kosidin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sitting in judgment. The Sifri Chaim, the Sifri Mason, Psuchim Lefonov, Yisrael Am Shira. And a day like that, it's not a day to say Shira. But I saw the Aruch Haner explains why does the question come from the Malachim? So Aruch Haner says that the Malachim as well cannot say Shira unless Klal Yisrael says Shira. And that's why the Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't Klal Yisrael say Shira? They're not saying Shira prevents us from being able to say Shira. But what we see in this Gemara, that when faced with the two options, a Beroiv Am Hadris Melech, or Zriza Magdim LaMitzvahs, we preferably do Zriza Magdim LaMitzvahs, not Beroiv Am Hadris Melech. And if not for the problem that there was a Gzeira, they would indeed have blown the Shofar in the morning, even though there's less of an audience in the morning. And the Steichemet says that all mitzvahs, when one has to perform a mitzvah, even though there'll be a larger crowd, if we do it later in the day, we should always do it in the morning. And that's why the Steichemet says he doesn't understand why people who have to do a Pidyon HaBen wait to do the Pidyon HaBen until the afternoon. Yes, you may have a larger audience in the afternoon, but Zrizim Magdimim, doing the mitzvah in the morning is something preferable. Ramosha says that the Gemara says here, Sifri Chaim and Sifri Mesim are open on Rosh Hashanah. Explains Ramosha, what does that mean? He says that means that we have the assumption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah decides Mesim, if the people won't make it this year. But says Rav Moshe, what the Gemara is teaching us is that there's nothing guaranteed. And even Sifrei Chaim, we have to be inscribed in the Sifrei Chaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year inscribes us, all of us, to be inscribed in the Sifrei Chaim. But it requires every year a new psak, a new decision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us, Chaim, Toivim, Varuchim.